$2,000 a year coming through that revolving door. I got more in my pinky finger than he's got in his head.
Yeah, but you just said...
I gotta show some of those pompous, self-important executives that Hap Lohman can make the grade. I want to walk into that store the way he walks in. Then I'll go with you, Biff. We'll be together yet, I swear. Take those two we had tonight, though. Now, weren't they gorgeous creatures?
Yeah, yeah. Most gorgeous I've had in years.
I get that any time I want, Biff. Anytime I feel disgusted, the only trouble is it gets like bowling or something. I just keep knocking them over and it doesn't mean anything. You still run around a lot?
No. I like to find a girl steady, somebody with substance.
That's what I long for.
Go on, you'd never come home.
I would. Somebody with character, with resistance, like Mom, you know? You're gonna call me a bastard when I tell you this. That girl Charlotte I was with tonight is engaged to be married in 5 weeks.
No kidding.
Sure, the guy's in line for the vice presidency of the store. I don't know what gets into me. Maybe I just have an overdeveloped sense of competition or something, but I went and ruined her, and furthermore, I can't get rid of her. And he's the third executive I've done that to. Isn't that a crummy characteristic? And to top it all, I go to their weddings. Like I'm not supposed to take bribes. Manufacturers offer me a $100 bill now and then to throw an order their way. You know how honest I am. But it's like this girl, see, I hate myself for it because I don't want the girl, and still I take it and I love it.
Let's go to sleep.
I guess we didn't settle anything, huh?
I just got one idea I think I'm going to try.
What's that?
Remember Bill Oliver?
Sure, Oliver's very big now. You want to work for him again?
No, but when I quit, he said something to me. He put his arm on my shoulder and he said, Biff, if you ever need anything, come to me.
I remember that. That sounds good.
I think I'll go see him. If I could get $10,000 or even $7,000 or $8,000, I could buy a beautiful ranch.
I bet he'd back you, because he thought highly of you, Biff. I mean, they all do. You're well-liked, Biff. That's why I say to come back here. We both have the apartment. And I'm telling you, Biff, any babe you want...
No, with a ranch, I could do work I like and still be something. I just wonder, though... I wonder if Oliver still thinks I stole that carton of basketballs.
Oh, he probably forgot that long ago. It's almost 10 years. You're too sensitive. Besides, he never really fired.
Well, I think he was going to. I think that's why I quit. I was never sure whether he knew or not. I know he thought the world of me, though. I was the only one he let lock up the place.
You gonna wash the engine, Biff?
Shh. You hear that?
Doesn't he know Mom can hear that?
Yeah. Don't get your sweater dirty, Biff!
Isn't that terrible? Don't leave again, will you? You'll find a job here. You gotta stick around. I don't know what to do about him. It's getting embarrassing.
What a simonizing job.
Mom's hearing that.
Okay, Biff, you got a date? Huh? It's wonderful.
Go on to sleep, but talk to him in the morning, will you?
With her in the house. Brother.
I wish you'd have a good talk with him.
That selfish, stupid...
Shh. Sleep, Biff.
Yeah, you just want to be careful with those girls, Biff, that's all. Don't make any promises. No promises of any kind, because a girl, you know, they always believe what you tell them. And, well, you're very young, Biff. You're too young to be talking seriously to girls. Too young entirely, Biff. You want to watch your schooling first. Then when you're all set, there'll be plenty of girls for a boy like you. Huh? Is that so? The girls pay for you? Boy, you really must be making a hit. Yeah. I've been wondering why you polish the car so careful. Hey, now don't leave the hubcaps, boys. Get the chamois to the hubcaps. Happy. Use newspaper on the windows. The easiest thing. Show them how to do it, Biff. Yeah. See, Happy? Pad it up. Use it like a pad. That's it. That's it. Good work. You're doing all right, Happy. Yeah. Biff. First thing we got to do when we get a chance is clip that big branch over the house. I'm afraid it's going to fall in a storm, hit the roof. I tell you what, we get a rope and sling her around, and we climb up there with a couple of saws, and we take her down. Huh?
Soon as you finish the car, boys, I want to see you. I got a surprise for you boys.
What do you got, Dad?
No. You finish first. Never leave a job till you're finished. Remember that. Biff, up in Albany, I saw a beautiful hammock. I think I'll buy it next trip, and we'll hang it right between those two elms. Would that be something? Just swinging there under those branches. Boy, that would be...
Hey, how's that, Pop? Professional?
That's terrific. Terrific job, boy. Good work, Biff.
With a surprise, Pop?
In the back seat of the car.
What is it, Dad? Tell me, what's your five?
Never mind.
What is it, Pop? Oh, Pop!
It got Gene Tunney's signature on it.
Gee, how'd you know he wanted a punching bag?
Well, it's the finest thing for the timing, isn't it?
I'm losing weight, you notice, Pop?
Yeah. Jumping rope is good, too.
Hey, did you see the new football I got?
Where'd you get a new ball?
The coach told me to practice my passing.
Is that so? He gave you the ball, huh?
Well, I borrowed it from the locker room.
Oh, I want you to return that.
I told you you wouldn't like it. Well, I'm bringing it back.
Well, he's got to practice with a regulation ball, doesn't he? Coach will probably congratulate you on your initiative.
Oh, he keeps congratulating my initiative all the time.
Well, that's because he likes you. If somebody else took that ball, it'd be better pro. Well, what's the report, boys? What's the report?
Where'd you go this time, Dad? Gee, we were lonesome for you.
Lonesome, eh?
I missed you every minute.
You don't say. I'll tell you a secret, boys. Don't breathe it to a soul. Someday I'm going to have my own business, and I'll never have to leave home anymore.
Like Uncle Charlie, huh?
Bigger than Uncle Charlie, because Charlie is not liked. He's liked, but he's not well-liked.
Where'd you go this time, Dad?
Well, I got on the road and I went north to Providence, met the mayor.
The mayor of Providence?
He was sitting in a hotel lobby.
What did he say?
He said, morning, and I said, you got a fine city here, mayor, and then he had coffee with me, and I went to Waterbury. Waterbury's a fine city, big clock city, famous Waterbury clock, sold a nice bill there, and then Boston. Boston is the cradle of the revolution, a fine city. And a couple of other towns in Mass, and on to Portland and Bangor and straight home.
Well, Jack, I'd love to go with you sometime, Dad.
Soon as summer comes.
Promise?
You and Hap and I, and I'll show you all the towns. America's full of beautiful towns, boy. Fine, upstanding people, and they know me, boy. They know me up and down New England. Finest people, fine. When I bring you fellas up there, it'll be open sesame for all of us. Now, the one thing, boys, I have friends. I can park my car in any street in New England. The cops protect it like their own. This summer, eh?
Yeah, you bet.
We'll take our bathing suit.
We'll carry your bags, Pop.
Ah! Look, that'd be something. Me coming into the Boston stores with you boys carrying my bag. What a sensation. You nervous, Biff, about the game?
Not if you're going to be there.
Yeah. What do they say about you in school now that they made you captain?
There's a crowd of girls behind them every time the classes change.
This Saturday, Pop. This Saturday, just for you, I'm going to break through for a touchdown.
You're supposed to pass.
I'm taking one play for Pop. You watch me, Pop. Yeah. And when I take off my helmet, that means I'm breaking out. Then you watch me crash through that line.
Oh, wait till I tell him this in Boston.
Biff! Where are you? You're supposed to study with me today!
Hey, look at Bernard. What are you looking so anemic about, Bernard?
He's got to study, Uncle Willie. He's got regents next week. And Fox, Bernard, Biff! Listen, I heard Mr. Birnbaum say that if you don't start studying math, he's going to flunk you and you won't graduate. I heard him.
You better study with him, Biff. Go ahead now.
I heard him.
Hey, Pop, you didn't see my sneakers.
Hey, that's a beautiful job of printing.
Just because he printed the University of Virginia on his sneakers doesn't mean they got to graduate him, Uncle Willie.
What are you talking about? With scholarships to three universities, they're going to flunk him?
But I heard Mr. Birnbaum say...
Don't be a pest, Bernard. What an anemic.
Okay, I'm waiting for you in my house, Biff.
Bernard is not well-liked, is he?
He's liked, but he's not well-liked.
That's right, Pop.
Yeah, just what I mean. Bernard can get the best marks in school, you understand, but when he gets out in the business world, you understand, you're going to be five times ahead of him. That's why I thank God Almighty you're both built like Adonises, because the man who makes an appearance in the business world, the man who creates personal interest, is the man who gets ahead. Be liked. You'll never want. You take me, for instance. I'd have to wait in line to see a buyer. Willie Longman is here! That's all I have to know. I go right through.
Did you knock him dead, Pop?
Knocked him cold in Providence. Slaughtered him in Boston.
I'm losing weight. You notice, Pop?
Yeah. Hello, dear.
Sweetheart!
How's the Chevy run?
Chevrolet Linda is the great...